Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's up to 41 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey again today, Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Cash hog prices are expected to be mostly steady today, but there are a few locations that are seen bidding firm prices to fill their Friday and or Saturday requirements. Demand for late-week deliveries may not be quite as brisk as had been expected as of Tuesday afternoon, after a couple of plants reportedly reduced or canceled their Saturday operations. Peoria's called steady to firm today with a top price of 28 even. The early call there, prices should start to move up, they say, and some plants might need more hogs for Friday and Saturday. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, March 25th, negotiated swine purchases were $17,080. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $42.50 to $50 even. The weighted average was $48.07. That was up $178 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilt sold from $22.80 to $40.05. The weighted average was $38.15. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were $15,388. The base price range was 40 even to 54.38. The weighted average was 51 even. That was up 57 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts in the West sold from 32.17 to 41.13. The weighted average was 37.51.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
It's time now to take a look at our growing area's weather. In a minute, we'll get a look at overnight trade and get a pre-opening call. First, Mike Sola has our weather. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. First off, I'm going to talk a little bit about South America. Haven't really focused too much on Brazil and Argentina lately with all the concern about the precipitation moving into the Midwest, and we'll get to that in just a second. But a few changes to the forecast for Brazil. They were subtle and should not have a huge impact on the bottom line, but rain will fall in most areas at one time or another over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. The greatest rainfall expected next week, at which time some locally heavy amounts may occur. In the interior south and center south locations of Brazil, drier weather will follow. Midweek rains in the heart of Brazil late next week and into the following weekend. The outlook should bode well for the late season crop development and harvest progress, although there may be some delays in harvesting that will occur in the areas around the greater rainfall for the latter days of next week. As far as Argentina, rain fell in Buenos Aires yesterday, amounts up to around 3/4 of an inch. The remainder of the nation was dry. High temperatures were in the 80s and a few lower 90s across, low to middle 90s across the area. And some areas interior southeastern Buenos Aires only managed into the 70s for highs yesterday. Not many changes made to the Argentinian forecast overnight. The greatest rainfall is expected over the weekend, with some lingering showers early next week. Showers will also occur today and Thursday, with frequent occurrence of rain in the first week of the forecast, slowing field work and helping to assure favorable late-season crop moisture. Santa Fe will get some relief from their persistent dryness, while some heavy rain may cause local flooding in Cordoba for a brief period over the weekend. As far as the second week of the two-week forecast, it's looking like there will generate less significant and less frequent precipitation, and that should give the nation's crop region a chance to dry down beneficially. Improved harvest progress should occur during that second week. In other areas outside the U.S., across portions of Australia, they did have some showers. Rain focused in small grain and oilseed regions of New South Wales yesterday, excluding the far northern areas. Amounts were generally light, ranging from around 1/4 to an inch. Some local areas did pick up 2 inches nearing the Great Dividing Range. Recent rainfall has helped to bolster the soil moisture for pre-planting field work and creating an improved environment for wheat, barley, and canola planting that begins in late April across Australia. Some delays in sorghum harvest and the slight discoloration of the cotton fibers may occur in central and northern production areas in Queensland over the weekend, with nearly ideal conditions returning next week for the harvesting and crop maturation there. China, wet weather will delay corn and rice planting and could threaten the development of the winter rapeseed area if drier conditions don't evolve soon across their crop areas. And in South Africa, not much precipitation fall yesterday. A few showers did occur in the southeastern Free State and western Natal region, where rainfall reached up to just under a half inch. Remainder of the nation was dry and warm. The environment across South Africa will be favorable for summer crop filling, maturation, and harvest progress. And quickly looking at the U.S. Midwest, today's computer forecast model, much wetter for mid to late week next week, but we'll just have to wait for later runs because they may be overdoing it. Rain will return to the Midwest today, and with frequent showers and thunderstorms continuing in through the parts of the area through Tuesday. Area from Missouri to Ohio will see the greatest rainfall, and much of the improvement made in flood conditions over the weekend will be reversed. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's take a look now at overnight trade on the boards of trade in Kansas City and Chicago. Kansas City May wheat opened overnight at 11.25 and a quarter cents, up 6 1/4. Last traded up 3 3/4. July 11.09 1/2, up 4 1/2. Last trade up 9. In Chicago, May wheat opened overnight at 10.84, up 16 1/2 cents. Last traded up 12 1/4. July 10.80 1/4, up 11 3/4. Last trade up 11 1/2. September wheat 10.90, up 7 1/2. Last trade up 2. December 10.89, down 1/2. Last trade up 2 1/2. July of 09 wheat 10.24, down 4 on the open. Last traded down 3. In the corn pit, May overnight opened at 5.48, up 3 1/4 cents. Last traded up 8 3/4. July 5.60, up 3. Last trade up 9. September 5.61 1/2, up 1 1/2. Last trade up 8 3/4. Dease corn 5.65, up 5 1/4. Last trade up 9 1/4. March of next year 5.69 1/2, up 2. Last trade up 8 1/2. May 5.70 1/2, down 2 1/2. Last traded up 7. May soybeans opened at 13.57, up the 50-cent limit on the open. Last traded up 46 3/4. July 13.72, up 50. Last trade up 45 1/2. August beans 13.50, up 34. Last trade up 39. September 13.10, up 20. Last trade up 28. And November 12.40 1/4, up 1 1/4. Last trade up 10. January of 09 beans 12.38 1/4 on the open, down 8 3/4. Last traded down 12. And March 12.61, up 5, last trade up 13 3/4. In the products, May soybean meal opened at 356.40, up 6.10, last traded up 2.50. July 357 even, up 2.50, last trade up 50. May bean oil 58.10, up 33, last traded up 1.22. And the July oil contract 58.90, up 28 on the open, last traded up 1.27. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Chris. Let's try that button. That seems to work a little bit better. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Pretty good. Better now that I can hear you.
Yeah.
Let's start with another update in the call, I guess, and we're still not finished trading up these commodities.
Well, hey, the fun continues, I guess. I think a lot of what's happening is we got a little covering for Monday's report. And, you know, I think we're trading on speculation on the report. I think the big question will be how long will we trade the report on Monday? I think we kind of, you know, tongue-in-cheek around here think about 10 minutes, and then we'll be on to trading the weather, planting delays possible. So
people's positions aren't really squared away quite yet for that report on Monday.
I don't believe they are. I think that's what you're seeing. I mean, our calls today are going to be up significantly. There's quite a bit of things going on. I think one of the biggest things in the marketplace right now is I heard Mike there talking about the Argentine weather, and I think the strike there is going to have more to do with anything than the weather, and that's made our soybeans a lot more popular. Matter of fact, they're talking about some of the exporters are going to have some force majeure on these contracts, and that makes our soybeans look better.
Oil prices are going up again this morning. How's that going to play on the market? Crude oil.
You know, I think crude's a big part of it, and I think the dollar's collapsed again, and I think that's a huge part of it. I think there's some inflation fears out there, you know, kind of renewed. You know, gold's trading pretty well alongside of crude. So I think those are all factors in the marketplace. I heard the other day that there's going to be some meetings in Washington brought on by, like, the National Farm Bureau and the National Grain and Feed about the correlation between futures and price and cash. and what the funds effect they're having on the marketplace. So the Federal Trade Commission has called some meetings there, so trying to decide what's going to happen. I'm going to watch that close, see what's what changes may be made to make this a fairer environment.
Let's get your calls for the morning for the Board of Trade.
Beans up 40 to 45 cents, corn up 7 to 10. Wheat's probably going to, be kind of flat, maybe up as much as 10 cents.
And do you have any calls on the Merck today?
No, I don't.
Okay. We'll check with you later, Chris.
Okay, thanks.
Chris Corum is with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Let's look at some of those outside markets. The May crude oil contract in New York right now trading up 98 cents a barrel at 102.20. The CRB index is at 390.95, up 118. The Dow or the dollar index is at 71.80. That's down 47. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is starting the day off about 94 points at 12,438. The NASDAQ is down 18 at 23.23, and the S&P is down 8 at 13.45. Stay tuned for the opening commodity market report coming up at 9:49 Central Time on WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. Our time is 1 minute after 9 o'clock.